deterrent.
Isn't it America? Welcome to America Tonight. Kate Delaney hanging out with you as we kick into another week. A week maybe plagued by more frustrations coming out of Washington. What else is new, though? Not to paint a negative picture, but it sure isn't looking good when it comes to the budget, because everybody leaves on Friday for their vacation for the holidays. Then they come back in January, don't have a budget by January 15th. That means round two of the government shutdown, because you won't be able to fund the government. You would think they would get it right, but it's only going to be a Band-Aid even if they get to that point. So that's what's happening in D.C. Maybe the farm bill is passed and that's funded. Unemployment benefits hang in the balance. There's a bunch of things that are still left on the ledger before the end of 2013. In the meantime, there are a big chunk of Congress people who are making their way. In fact, they've already gotten into South Africa. Air Force One was kind of an interesting list of passengers. Besides the president and the first lady who were going to the Mandela Memorial, the former president, George W. Bush, and former First Lady Laura Bush also were part of the group on the plane, as was former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Those conversations could be pretty interesting. They say that George W. Bush went back a couple of times to talk to the press for some off-the-record conversation. Now, that'd be interesting, wouldn't it? And his wife joined him for part of that. Also on that plane, Attorney General Eric Holder, National Security Advisor Susan Rice, and Obama's right-hand woman, the Senior Advisor Valerie Jarrett, on the plane, along with a whole bunch of other people. There's supposed to be 70-some so-called dignitaries at the memorial service. The Secret Service are going to deal with a security nightmare, I think, are dealing with it probably on the ground right now in Johannesburg. 11,000 soldiers have been brought in. They got snipers all over the place. And you think about this, a Secret Service agent's having to protect four presidents, Carter, Clinton, Bush, and current President Obama. Hopefully they get the nicknames straight. 90,000 at the stadium. That's what it'll hold, 90,000. But they think it's going to be closer to 150,000 around the event, because they're putting up some big screens as well outside and some of the, and also at some other stadiums too. I guess spreading it out, maybe they spread it out to some other stadiums. You wouldn't have necessarily so many on top of it, but they think there's going to be a lot of people there without a doubt. And think of the interesting people who would clash that would be at the event. South African President Jacob Zuma will give the keynote address. And then it's a four-hour deal. So the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is going to speak. The Brazilian president is going to speak. The Indian president is going to speak. The Cuban president, Raul Castro. Obama's going to speak at this, and that's pretty much what you're going to get for 4+ hours and maybe some video and some other things that they're going to show. Not sure. So how about that? How many Secret Service agents does it take to protect all of those presidents? You know, you have to go back and think of Anwar Sadat. I can remember seeing some of those photos from the early 80s, where you had people from all over the place, countries that you didn't even know existed, the heads of those countries going to the funeral. And four at that time, several U.S. presidents, Carter, Ford, and Nixon, and they had dozens of Secret Service agents for that because of the concern of having that many American presidents in one spot. Whew. How about it? So while all of that's going on, and there is also a bipartisan group from Congress representing that are going to be there, looking at what's happening with the budget and some other things in Washington, it's been a dismal year, to say the least, even though their fiscal year already wrapped up. If we go by calendar year, very few things have been passed in this Congress. In one way, it's not surprising, but it's nothing to be glib about or dance around about, because this is a government that is so overregulated and bloated, but yet on some of the most basic, obvious things, nothing is done. And on what I would call a big ticket item, they just keep passing it around over and over again, and nothing seems to happen. It's just a log jam when it comes to the budget. So we play the game of waiting, waiting, waiting to see if the government's going to be shut down, if anything's going to be funded in the meantime. And there is this press to make something happen, but if it's not the right thing, then if they don't think it's the right thing, Republicans or Democrats, they're pushing it off. So what about some of the other areas, like defense? Well, everything else hangs in the balance. They don't want to do that again. So Congress is pushing that quickly. If we have to hit any kind of red button, we want to make sure that we've got our people in line. So with with Congress, at least they're pushing in that direction, trying to get that done, wrapping it up. Thank goodness. Because look at the amounts of people that we have in our voluntary military and the situations of where we're stretched across the globe. Got to get that vote. Got to get it done. Have to be able to fund this. Otherwise, it goes unfunded. So they're saying there's no alternatives. They unveiled the final defense bill on Monday, saying pass this quickly. $607 billion Pentagon policy bill. $607 billion. And they don't have a choice at this point. One of the big fights was to take the sexual assault cases outside the military chain of command, but that wasn't part of this bill. That wasn't part of the argument, wasn't part of the bill. So if they can get the votes, they're trying to get the 60 votes without including an Iran measure, because they're talking about putting an Iran measure where after 6 months they would slap up a bunch of sanctions. But the White House is panicked about that because of what they have on the table from Geneva. They're trying to leave Iran out of anything to do with the defense bill. They're just trying to get it funded. And then you wonder, what are their approval ratings? 9%? Go figure. We're kicking the can. Kick it with us to the other side.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, and many of you have heard the best-selling lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. I want to let you know that Dr. Wallach will be in Minnesota July 16th giving a free health seminar. Discover how over 900 diseases like diabetes, obesity, and cancer can be avoided and reversed just by getting a mineral-rich diet. You heard me right. There has been groundbreaking research in nutrition. And if you're tired of prescription side effects leading to more drugs causing even more side effects, come to the free seminar at Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th at 6 o'clock p.m. Seating is limited, so come early. Discover how you can take charge of your own health. Come to the free seminar at Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th at 6 o'clock p.m. That's Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th, 6 o'clock p.m. Or call 866-860-2086 for directions and times. That's 866-860-2086. Again, that's 866-860-2086.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Fly me to the moon. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words,
and we will be lighting a candle for our beautiful little girl, Jessica.
We will be lighting a candle on behalf of Jesse McCord Lewis.
We're going to light a candle in honor of our daughter, Emily.
We will light a candle for my mom, Dawn Hochsprung.
Sad times. It's been almost a year since Newtown, Connecticut exploded. Sandy Hook Elementary specifically, you know what happened, the 26 people that were killed, 20 kids, and the six adults, too. And December 14th was that shooting at Sandy Hook. And so you heard the people recognizing their family, lighting a candle. This is part of the sharing, the remembrances that are all starting to happen in that area. What's interesting is parents of the 20 kids killed in the shooting announced they had a formation of a website that is dedicated to the memory of all the victims, while one family released another video saying that evil didn't win. So you had lots of these parents gathering in Newtown to, and that's what you heard, to unveil the website. And the website's called MySandyHookFamily.org, and they say it's supposed to be sharing communication and contact with the families of the people who lost their lives that day, because so many people are constantly reaching out trying to get to the families, and there have been some problems with that. There's been some people that had good intentions and it didn't work out. So they say this way they can honor the kids. They can honor the people that died at Sandy Hook Elementary. And, you know, obviously it altered everyone's lives connected to that forever. So when people want to reach out, that they can do that that way, and they can see what's happening with the family. And the mother of six-year-old Emily Parker released a video on YouTube. That's the one who released the video saying that Evil really wasn't the winner, that Emily loved mornings and whatnot, and she loved making art, and she loved being fancy, and talked about her daughter's last project was stuffing a box with toys for charity and all that kind of stuff. So there, I think the idea is to share that with people who feel like they want to know more, and they want to know more specifics about the kids and about the people that were lost in that terrible, terrible day. All right, we're kicking around in a couple of different directions, and you can do it with us, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Let's go to Stacy in Mississippi. Hey, Mr. Stacy, how are you?
Just fine. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you.
I just want to bring in something. It's got something to do with that Obamacare. Anyway, a guy I know lives not 2 miles down the road from me for 46 hours this past week. After his insurance and everything went up so much, he's got a family of about six, and I know five, if not six. Anyway, he carried home $22 after taxes and insurance, mainly insurance. As him and his wife said, mainly insurance, he carried home $22. Thank you, Mr. Obama.
Wow, that's crazy. You can't exist on that.
I mean, it's just, and then, well, somebody came to me. Their insurance went from 600 something to, $2,100. A family of four. It's pathetic. Obama needs to be thrown out of office. He's done everything against, America. I think he wants to destroy America, and he's doing, excuse my language, one hell of a job of it. He needs to be thrown out of office. That's all I've got to say.
All right, Stacey, what you're talking about is what we've been talking about. The stories that I keep hearing, except for a few cases of some that have written to me or have called us here on America Tonight and talked about their personal situation actually being better. That's not the case for a lot of people. Today, you know, the first thing I get in the morning, I can't help myself. I got to read that paper. I like to, as much as I'm all over the internet and talking to people and all that stuff, I still like to grab my Wall Street Journal. And what was the top story? Deductibles fuel new worries of health law sticker shock. And that's it. And here they're not talking about even the premiums. They're talking about that the average person, the average deductible for a bronze plan on the exchange is $5,081 a year. And then if you go beyond that, where they say that's 42% higher than the average deductible of $3,500 for an individually purchased plan in 2013 before this federal law kicked in. So they say the health law tax credits available to cover the insurance premium for people with annual incomes that are up to four times the poverty level, or just over $45,000 for an individual, is not really working out, because then you look to help pay the deductibles for people who earn 2.5 times the poverty level, and that means $28,725 for an individual. That's the, they're talking about the exchange's silver policies. So they go deeper into this, and it's all the things that we've been talking about. And it is that sticker shock, as they used in the headline. Because that's what's happening. People are saying, wow, so, okay, now my premium is costing me more, and then the deductible is higher, two or three or even $4,000 higher. So then you know how this works, the meeting the deductible. becomes part of what you have, what you're doing, where it's, okay, I have to get this test, this thing is happening, am I meeting the deductible? Okay, I've already met the deductible, so yeah, let's get that done. And it's brutal. So now, again, you're still playing chicken with your health insurance. So that's still not great. So what is the, so what's the whole idea of affordable health care? I'll say it again. I mean, it's just that simple. What is affordable health care? What does that mean to you? Does that mean that you want better coverage because you've had crappy coverage, but it has to be affordable? So what does affordable mean? That most of your check is going toward insurance, and that's what's happening. I mean, think about all the things that you have to be insured for. And now health is like car insurance because, well, you have to have it. If you don't have it, then we're going to fine you for it. And we have 5,000 soldiers in the IRS army that are going to come after you if you don't have health insurance, which just means another red flag on your return. That's what that means. That means they'll comb through your return and then ask about the health insurance. Unfortunately, for a lot of people. And wouldn't it be great? I mean, are there other solutions? Could we not have started with competition and erasing the state lines? I would like to see if that worked, because I think it would have worked. I would like to see, have had a shot at seeing that work. But I'll say this again, and I really mean this. If you listen to Stacy or you've heard me talk about it, my family, different people in my family and their situations and friends and what they've had to pay, and you've heard other people call the show, and if you are having a different experience, absolutely, I want to hear it. If your experience is positive and the cost is affordable, bring it on. Let's hear what it is, where you're getting it. Is it an exchange? Is it not through an exchange? What is it that you're being offered that wasn't there before? And I think most of those, in fact, all of those policies on those exchanges are not going to have better deductibles. They're going to be higher. That's part of it. The premium's going to be, in most cases, a little bit higher, and so is the deductible. But I don't believe that people were really prepared for that. When you heard the statement, if you like your insurance, you can keep it, you were not thinking that it was going to go up or that the deductible was going to be that much higher. We're talking terrorism next with John Guandola, a former FBI agent who has plenty to say about why we're really not safe in America anymore.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Are we safer? How many times have we talked about that question? And certainly many of you know my story that I was in New York when 9/11 happened and the world changed and was upside down. John Guandola is in our virtual green room right now. And what an expert he has. He is a counterterrorism expert without a doubt. In fact, he created, check this out, and actually implemented the FBI's first counterterrorism training / education program. And as a former FBI guy, he was assigned to the counterterrorism division in Washington, D.C. Boy, I bet you he has massive tales to tell. And he's got a new book out called Raising a Jihadi Generation. John, thanks for hopping on the show.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So that's a big question. I'm sure people ask you that all the time, knowing your background. Hey, are we safer, man? What's going on? Do you think that we're safer than before because of Iraq and what happened there and Afghanistan? And then we're, you know, when we're getting out of Afghanistan, because now we're waiting to see what happens with Hamid Karzai. But are we safer? I mean, there's the question just to you. Are we safer?
No, not at all. I mean, how can we be safer than we were even just 10 years ago, whatever measuring stick you're using to determine that, when you have continued this current administration and really the entire U.S. government, not just at the presidential level, but across our government, we have not acknowledged who the enemy is. We've not acknowledged how they're coming against us and how widespread it is. And most importantly, in the focus of the book is how widespread the jihadi network is here in the United States.
Yeah, the so-called terror cells, would it be send shivers up our spine if we realized how vast it is? That's what you're saying?
Yes. I mean, I'll just give you just a couple minutes of a little bit of an understanding of that. We know from evidence in federal trials, and specifically the Holy Land Foundation trial, which it was adjudicated in Dallas, Texas in 2008, following an FBI raid in 2004 in Annandale, Virginia, of a senior Hamas and Muslim Brotherhood operative, the FBI discovered the archives of the Muslim Brotherhood in the United States. And a lot of that, those documents, financial records, records of the leadership and organizations, audio recordings, et cetera, all of that was recovered. And a lot of that was entered into the Holy Land Foundation trial in Dallas. And that trial was the largest Hamas and terrorism financing trial in U.S. history. Well, the evidence revealed that the most prominent Islamic organizations in the United States are part of the Muslim Brotherhood and Hamas jihadi movement here in the United States. And we know if you look at those organizations, like the Muslim Students Association, the Muslim American Society, Islamic Circle in North America, Muslim Public Affairs Council, these are the largest organizations in the United States that and the Islamic centers controlled by the Muslim Brotherhood. You're talking about thousands of entities that are part of the jihadi network. And then if you look at the most recent attacks or even thwarted attacks in the United States, all of the jihadists were directly linked to these same Muslim Brotherhood entities, trained, supported by logistically, or in whatever way supported by these Muslim Brotherhood entities all the way back to the 9/11 hijackers.
Yeah, and you know what's so strange is I was in Dallas when that was happening, and then I went back east and came back, and you know there was something always that was just seemed so off about the Holy Land Foundation. They were trying to do fundraisers and bring celebrities in and all this kind of crazy stuff, and then when it exploded, you know, people were shocked, but it was almost like people weren't paying attention. Is that part of the problem, that the awareness is just somehow kind of dulled on purpose, maybe?
Well, yes. I mean, when you look at that, when you look at those entities I just mentioned, and you look at that evidence in a federal trial that was specifically, for instance, a lot of the Muslim Brotherhood documents with lists of leaders and organizations and all the evidence, all the testimony, all the recordings the FBI made, all of it is crystal clear about who these organizations are. And yet the leaders of those organizations are advising the State Department, the CIA, the Pentagon, the White House, the National Security Staff. It's absolutely outrageous. But to go, like, to your question about HLF and when they got indicted and people really just kind of falling away but not making a big deal about it, you know, the Islamic advisor to President Clinton, who also happened to be the guy who created the Muslim chaplain program for the Department of Defense, was Abdurrahman al-Amuni, who was an al-Qaeda financier and a Muslim Brotherhood Hamas operative working with al-Qaeda operatives in the U.K. to kill the Saudi crown prince who became King Abdullah. That was the guy who was advising the President of the United States. That was the guy working with the State Department, working and creating the Muslim chaplain program for DOD. And when he got arrested, all the people around him, the Muslim leaders around him, who are also jihadis, they're still in good graces with U.S. government officials. It's as if they just, he got arrested and went to jail for 23 years for being al-Qaeda, but all the guys around him who were working directly with him, it's as if they're not tainted whatsoever. I mean, it's catastrophic failure on the part of our leaders.
Yeah, speaking of catastrophic failure, so if the leaders are doing this, we'll put it that way, what does that mean for the rest of us, people that are listening to this interview? How concerned should they be?
Well, the very organizations, FBI, DHS, and the others, State Department, CIA, they're working with the leaders of the Muslim Brotherhood in the United States. That's not even a debatable point. And the Muslim Brotherhood has made it clear what their objectives are. This is it's a jihadi organization. And so when people like me and others that I work with are not allowed to teach inside the government anymore at the war college, at the war colleges, Army, Navy, War College, Marine Corps, inside the government, like State Department, CIA, FBI, and yet jihadis wearing suits that we can directly tie to being leaders in Muslim Brotherhood and Hamas organizations are advising the president, secretary of state, FBI director, working in advisory committees for DHS and others. I mean, that's the breakdown. I believe it's criminal negligence. In a world where the rule of law actually applies, I think you would see senior government officials in the handcuffs.
Yeah, wow. You know, with this criminal negligence that we're talking about and looking at Sharia law and certainly what's happening there and what's actually happened in some cases in a few courtrooms, that's another twisted version of what we're seeing in the United States. In the meantime, like you say, if you're talking about the FBI, the DHS, Joint Terrorism Task Forces, and some of the others we've mentioned, the fact that they're not really fully getting what's going on behind the scenes because guys like you have been shut out. I mean, ultimately, I hate to say this because I was in New York, like I mentioned, I don't want to ever see another attack, but if there was another attack, would we all be standing around saying, well, why didn't we do something about this? Why didn't we listen?
No, I don't think we will. I think if there were another massive attack, a spectacular attack like 9/11, I think our government would say it's because we're not doing enough for the Muslim community. Because they've got us so bent over the barrel with our heads up our backside that we have no idea which end is up. I'll give you this quick story, and I'll be very brief. You know, a couple years ago, I taught a 3-day program with a colleague at Headquarters Marine Corps. About 115 professionals, FBI, CIA, DHS, State Department, college, campus police officers, local state police, fusion centers, people from National Joint Terrorism Task Force, military guys, special operations guys and analysts. You get the picture, 115. On the last day, a guy stood up and said, John, I am a supervisor at FBI headquarters. I work in the counterterrorism division, and I've never heard any of this information you guys have put out, but you've demonstrated that it's factual, it's true, it's evidence. And he was angry because he realized there was an intentional push to keep this from the very men and women working every day to protect us. And when I asked the audience, 115 of them, raise your hand if you knew this before you came in here, and not one hand went up. Now, that's just an anecdote, but that's a pretty important one right outside of Washington, D.C., and the very agencies that are supposed to be defending us do not know this, and this is not accidental. When Chairman of the Joint Chiefs and the FBI Director and the Homeland Security Secretary shut down this discussion you and I are having to the very professionals that need it, and that training is done by men that we can easily identify as, at a minimum, Muslim Brotherhood, but in several cases, Hamas and Al-Qaeda. But because they wear suits and because we don't want to offend anybody, this is where we are. This is not sane. But it's worse than that. You know, we put doctors and lawyers in jail for this kind of behavior when people get killed. And we have Americans that are dead in Boston, at Fort Hood, in Little Rock, Arkansas, in Utah, in California, and other places across this country because our leaders have not identified the threat, that the threat is specifically coming from the Islamic community, and that the vast majority of the Islamic organizations in America are part of this jihadi network as a matter of legal fact. That's the fact. And so that's why I say our leaders, FBI Director, DHS, and others, they should be in handcuffs because Americans are dead and it could have been prevented because we know by name who these Muslim Brotherhood leaders are, and we're allowing them to walk around our communities and continue to plan jihad and support jihad in the United States.
Crazy. John Guandola, thanks so much for coming on. Pick up the book, Raising Jihadi Generation of Jihadi Generation. Thanks. We'll talk to you again.
Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right, Who do you call? And how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
That's the sound of a 44 Magnum and Trauma Max. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Typhoon Haiyan. Death tolls top 5,200 after the storm smashed the Philippines. This holiday, let's not forget those 13 million homeless without food or clean water. Before we sit down to our bountiful tables, consider making a food donation. Youngevity and Red Cross has made it possible to feed a family of four for $16.20. Go to GCNminerals.com, help feed the Philippines, or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I needed somewhere to hang my head without short news. You gave me something that I didn't have, but had no use. I was too weak to give in, too strong to lose. My heart is under arrest again, but I break loose.
Segment of this hour of America Tonight, and a segment we rolled out last week and had a lot of fun with it because I got several emails. So I'm going to say if I get 5 emails on something that we just did, I think he liked it, and it's called Goats Mixed Nuts and Noise. There's that goat. We spare no expense on our goats. All right, so first up, Sarah Palin gets a new reality television show. Remember she had the whatever it was, Here We Are in Alaska show, TLC, and that kind of went south on her. Todd made a lot of appearances. He was on snowmobiles and whatnot. So she is dipping back into the world of reality. The former U.S. VP candidate who gets big bucks in some areas for speeches. The new show is on the Sportsman Channel, which is, of course, dedicated to hunting and fishing and shooting. It's called Amazing America with Sarah Palin, and it's going to be, they say, an anthology of stories that explore some of the most original, interesting, and sometimes inspiring people, places, and pastimes connected to outdoors lifestyle. So she was on TLC in 2010. It was Sarah Palin's Alaska, that was about exploring the state with her and her family, and it was canceled after one season. I say goats. I know there's an appeal for some people with Sarah Palin, but this show is conceived a little bit better than the Sarah Palin's Alaska, but I just don't know that it'll take off. I don't know what they're hoping. I mean, obviously the Sportsman Channel, they are hoping that the whole mixing her with the hunting and the fishing and all that kind of stuff is really going to just jive, and they're going to get ratings because that's what they want in reality TV. It doesn't necessarily cost a lot to make. But I just don't see, and even on that channel, I know some people that watch it. They're serious guys.
Where do you
find
that channel?
A Sportsman Channel. It's like, you know, there's 10 million channels on whatever cable network. There is. It is. I've seen it for like 2 seconds. But because ESPN has really good stuff where you can just get fishing or you can just get hunting. But they are combining like the whole thing. So I said goats because I just don't. I think they're bad at the wrong up the wrong tree. I don't think that reality television show is going to get what they want, which is attention. They're hoping for like a Honey Boo Boo or Duck Dynasty. And I don't think Sarah Palin is a Duck Dynasty. Do you?
I do not. I don't think so at all. So
you don't even know the channel.
I don't know where that channel is. I don't even think it's on. We have Comcast up here, so we must not get it because I'm very familiar with lots of television channels, and I don't think I've ever heard of that one. It must be either a DirecTV thing or a Dish thing. I don't know. I've never heard of it.
All right, so I'm going with goats. I think for you that's probably noise because we don't even get the channel.
Exactly.
So, all right, this one's a good one. Tailgating at the Super Bowl. I covered 10 Super Bowls, and I love to talk to the guys that were tailgating when I was out in San Diego or I was in Tampa or was at one of the other fabulous places that where they were doing the Super Bowl. New Orleans is crazy in New Orleans. So now they're saying, no, MetLife Stadium, forget about kegs, buffet tables in the parking lot. That's not going to happen. There's no tailgating. That's what the game committee is saying, that you could have food in your car and you could have a drink in your car, but and you get the boundary of a single parking space, so you can eat in that car or you could stand up on the hood of your car if you wanted to, but you cannot take out a lounge chair. You are not be able to take out a grill. You cannot take up more than one parking space. And if you think you can do it, we're going to be watching people. They're going to be giving out tickets for people who decide that they're going to try to tailgate. They're not going to allow it. And they're expecting a lot of people. There's 80,000 tickets. So they don't want that. They say they don't want the problems. There's going to be a lot of drop-offs and they're not going to have it. So you can have a little drink in your car and that's it. I say that is noise. I think it's not fair. You pay however much you pay to go see the Super Bowl. That's part of the experience. I mean, it just is. They're trying to regulate. They're trying to make it super corporate. Just get the people in there, make them drink and eat what's in the stadium. That's part of the fun. That's part of the fun of just going to a game in general. What do you think, Matt?
I'm in total agreement with you. I think part of the experience of going to a game is the tailgating. Especially, you know, NFL games, that's what people do. They tailgate, they have fun, you get your grills out. Like, part of the game day experience is the hours of tailgating beforehand, even in college football, especially college football. All kinds of football. I've seen it at high school games before. That's what you do, you tailgate. And not being able to do that for the Super Bowl, it seems very, I don't know, just, it's snobbish. It's the no fun league. It's not right for them to be doing this. I'm in total disagreement with them.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I mean. It's homogenized. You can drink, have a drink in your car. That is not what you do.
But having
the
a drink in your car, I think that's technically illegal, though, isn't it?
Open containers only for your parking space.
Yeah,
that's it. Yeah, it's ridiculous. I'm sorry, they had to have more space then. Shame on them. They want to host the Super Bowl. You pay a fortune to get there. It's your team. You know what you go through when you're a real fan? And if your team's in the Super Bowl and you have given up a portion of your child's tuition money to get there, then you should, by golly, have a chance to have the weenies out on the grill and be talking with all the other people in the lot. And as I said, I've gone to these Super Bowls, and it is so fun. So that's wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong. Noise, 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 noise.
And here's a good one. Here's our lot. 10 below and 30 inches of snow.
Yeah, exactly. It's supposed to be. It's supposed to be a blizzard, so ha-ha. All right, here's the other thing. There's a new survey that was done by North Star for Expedia on in-flight etiquette, and it found, Matt, that inattentive parents are the most annoying flyers, according to other passengers. So they say the number one thing that was annoying was inattentive parents. Number two was rear seat kicker. Number three was the passenger who didn't have good hygiene. Number four was the boozer. Number five was the chatty Kathy, someone who won't shut up who sits next to you. Audio insensitive, someone who blasts their earphones. You can still hear it. The seat back guy was number seven. I hate that. Number eight was the carry-on baggage offender who stuffs all their stuff in the overhead and you can't get anything on. Nine was the backseat grabber. 10 was the jumper, and 11 was the armrest hog. What do you think? What's the most offensive thing to you? Do you think they got it right, inattentive parents?
I would say so, because that's kind of a hot button issue for me just across the board. And one of the reasons right now I don't have kids is because I don't think I want to handle that responsibility right now. And I look at other parents, and this happens on planes a lot, but just other places too, and it's like, how do you not hear your kid yelling and being annoying and, you know, clawing all over the seat and doing all these other things? I know there's a point where maybe you're just immune to it, but at the same time, you got to respect everyone else's space at the same time.
Oh, yeah. I think it's bad. I don't understand that. How can you be a parent and let your kid kick a seat, scream, do all that? I mean, kids are kids, and you can only do so much if it's like a baby. But usually people that are really cool, if they have a baby, they get up, they try to do anything, whatever. But we sat on a plane one time, and the two people that sat behind us had two really young kids, and the little boy kept kicking the seat, oh, a zillion times. And finally, my husband turned around and said, geez, you have to stop that. He was very nice about it. And the father jumped all in his face about it. And he said, listen, if you can't control your children, I love kids. And your kid is probably a great kid. But you need to tell them they can't kick the seat the entire time.
I mean, you don't want to be in a position where you're trying to parent somebody else's kid.
Yes.
That's the worst thing.
It is the worst. The other thing I hate...
Go ahead.
The other thing I hate that happens on a plane, it's like when the plane lands, you have those computer guys that get up immediately and they're going to bum rush the door. They practically tackle you from the back of the plane to butt in front of everyone and to get out first. I hate those people. Yeah. Why can't they just let people get out of the aisle one at a time?
The best little wingman co-pilot in the seat next to you is some Geek Squad kid who's just going to sit and play his game and watch a movie. That's the best. They won't bother you at all.
That's right. We just want to be able to sit in silence and enjoy our flight. There you have it.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.